I'm Tony Cox, and this is News and Notes.
Harlem. Music legends, poets, artists, and revolutionaries once walked these streets. But today, these streets belong to me and my crew.
That was the introduction to BET's new reality series, Harlem Heights, which premiered this week. The show's premise, 8 young African-Americans in their late 20s offer a glimpse into their lives as they make the leap into adulthood. A budding magazine editor, an up-and-coming lawyer, and a future politico round out the Harlem crew. The show was seen as a departure from many of the other reality shows which seek to depict black life in less positive ways. Joining me now is Lee Davenport, story editor for Harlem Heights. Lee, welcome to News and Notes.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what the story editor does. I don't know that people really understand what your job is.
Well, story producer, actually. My job is to really get a hold of who these people are. You know, it is reality. They are real people. They have things going on in their lives. And so our job is to see what is going on, to know, you know, what's going to be most interesting, what's going to be most impactful, and to make sure we're capturing those moments on screen. We're not following them 24 hours a day, so oftentimes we have to know ahead of time, you know, if they're doing something that's going to be story-worthy to make sure we're there to capture that moment.
All right, let's listen to a bit of the premiere after Ashley surprises her former friend, Brooke, by extending an invitation to her birthday party.
Okay, so maybe I'll go for like an hour if you guys come with me and come together. Like, we're not meeting there, we're going to come together.
Okay,
that's fine with me.
That wasn't hard to do.
All right. So, does anybody know what Ashley's going to wear so I can wear it better?
Whatever you wear is going to be better.
Brooke, that's not nice.
She knew those were the risks when she decided to invite me, right?
I'm chuckling because I wasn't sure if that was Harlem or the San Fernando Valley in terms of some of those voices. But here's my question for you, Lee. And I think a lot of people have this question. How much of a reality television show is scripted? How much of the dialogue is real and how much of it is directed or prepackaged?
All of the dialogue is real. There's no such thing as say this line like this. We never, ever do that. Obviously, there's times where, you know, maybe the cast has had a conversation and we weren't there. So we'll need them to have a conversation for us. But we're never telling them what to say. We're never instructing them how they should feel. It's always, you know, just we need to hear what you think about this. And whatever they think and whatever they say is completely there.
Now, when many people think of black reality shows, let's be honest, names like Flavor of Love, I Love New York, Real Housewives of Atlanta, and there are others, many others, that come to mind, Being Bobby Brown. And those shows aren't strangers to criticism. I know you know this. So why do you think Harlem Heights is different?
Well, I mean, the show is different because we're just showing regular, professional, educated black people doing their thing. You know, at some point, the premise of the show is that being smart and being educated and being successful should not be irregular. That shouldn't be the norm. It shouldn't be the exception to the Flavor Flavs and the Bobby Browns. It should be expected to be seen, and that's what we're hoping be accomplished with Harlem Heights.
So now, the ultimate question then, Lee, I suppose, is this. What you're saying notwithstanding, is it interesting enough to watch?
We think so. I mean, we've had nothing but extremely positive feedback, even with some of the criticism people are saying that they're still watching. Human beings are interesting. I mean, that's why reality TV does so well. Just people are interesting and people are fascinated by other people's lives. The cast is extremely, extremely dynamic. They're beautiful to look at. And there are interesting people that are doing fantastic things, and we really hope that that will be enough that people will watch.
What goes into selecting the cast? How do you decide who and what you want in a cast member to be on a show like this one?
Well, you obviously, the most important thing is you want someone who's very comfortable being themselves. You don't want to get cast members who want to fit a certain mold or who think they're playing a part. And so we wanted people who were who they were and unapologetic about being, you know, a law student and an entertainment reporter, or being the fashionista who maybe has an attitude but is one of the most talented up-and-coming fashion designers you'll ever see. You know, we wanted to get people who were doing what they were doing and were not going to be afraid to get on camera and be as complex as being as shallow as saying something about what someone's going to wear, but also giving back to the community and, you know, really exposing that they're just grounded people.
I'm going to put you on the spot just a little bit, Lee. How important is the look, how they look, the people that you select to be in the cast? What do you want them to look like?
Well, obviously, people like to see attractive people, but no one was selected or not selected based on appearance. That didn't happen. We were actually very lucky that we just ended up with a very pretty and, you know, well-groomed, attractive cast. It was really just kind of a fortunate blessing, but there was certainly not go out and find someone who looks better or go find someone that has such and such appearance. That was never the mandate.
All right. Tell us again the name of the show.
It is Harlem Heights.
All right. And it's on BET.
Yes, at 10 p.m. on Monday.
All right. Good luck with it.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Lee, thank you for joining us. That was Lee Davenport, the story producer, actually, for Harlem Heights. As she said, the show airs on Monday nights on BET.